Yesterday we were talking about how animals say, or should I say sing, I love you.
You love me?
Of course not. I don't love you. I'm talking about how animals say I love you.
Oh, well then what was that whole seahorse dance about?
Well, we didn't kiss, so it was okay.
Yeah, thankfully we didn't.
So yesterday we were talking about the ostrich dance. Should we do it again?
No, once was enough.
We also talked about crickets playing the violin.
Oh yeah, I do like the crickets.
And today maybe we can talk about more animals saying or singing or doing something about love.
Yes, we can. So everybody have a look at today's lesson.
Animals' ways of saying, I love you.
Reading A. Singing and dancing are not the only ways for animals to show love. Peacocks open and shake their colorful tails to get their lady friends' attention. Male bower birds build playgrounds for females to enjoy. These artists decorate their works with blue rocks and flowers. They even paint them blue with blueberries.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. Now, Clayton, can animals only sing and dance? 他们只能跳舞跟唱歌 to show love?
No, there are other things that they can do. For example, it says, singing and dancing are not the only ways for animals to show love. Now, let's look at peacocks. What do? Well, they open and shake their tails. You know, peacocks have those big, beautiful tails. They open them up and then shake them like this.
Yes. 所以什么是peacock? 首先来看peacock这单字哦。 Peacock 就是孔雀的意思 而文章后面提到呢 他说这个shake They open and shake their colorful tails 我们来看一下shake这个动词 Now shake就是抖动的意思 它的三态是shake, shook, shaken Shake, shook, shaken 所以他们会打开他们的尾巴 然后还会抖动
Right. And the reason why they do this is to get their lady friends' attention. Now, attention just means what you give when you're looking at somebody or you're listening to what they say. That's giving your attention. So the peacocks want the ladies to notice them and say, wow, what a handsome peacock.
Oh, yeah, 真是一只帅气的孔雀啊. What a nice peacock. I love you. But, 回到重点哦, 文章这里提到说孔雀开屏嘛, 可是孔雀为什么要开屏呢? 文章说, to get their lady friend's attention. 这里我们看到, get somebody's attention. Get somebody's attention. 就是呢, 引起某人的注意. Oh my god!
What?
Nothing. I just wanted to get your attention.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I was studying my notes too much. I wasn't listening to what you're saying. Okay, let's get on to the next point here. Well, there's something special about another bird that's called the bower bird. Now, these bower birds can do something really romantic for their loved ones. And what they can do is build a special playground. Do you know what a playground is?
Yes, a playground is like this place, this happy place for children.
Right. So in the playground, you can see things like slides or other things that children can play on and have fun.
好, Clayton刚刚提到这个单字 playground. Playground, 它是什么呢? 这个名词就是小朋友最喜欢去的游乐区,游乐场。 而在里头呢, Clayton提到会看到像是 slide, slide就是溜滑梯的东西, 在里头也会看到像是 seesaw, seesaw就是跷跷板, 也可能会看到 swing, swing当然就是荡秋千。 文章提到说公的 bower bird, 也就是园丁鸟, Bowerbird 是个专有名词，就是园丁鸟。这种鸟也会盖游乐区。当然了，在它的游乐区里头呢，是没有跷跷板的。
Right. So the male bowerbirds make these playgrounds for the females, but they do something else. They decorate the playgrounds. And when you decorate something, that just means you make it look beautiful. Usually you add something to it. And what the bowerbirds like to add is blue things.
Oh, very, very interesting. 这里呢，这公的园丁鸟除了盖好这个游乐场以后，它还会 decorate。Decorate 这个单字哦，就是布置、点缀的意思。而 Clayton 刚刚说 ，they like to use blue things， 他们喜欢用蓝色的东西来点缀他们的游乐场。Blue things such as what?
Well, such as rocks or flowers or anything really that they can find. I think it's that the females really like the color blue, so the male birds think, oh yeah, this will be great.
哦、这个 bowerbird 这个园丁鸟很奇怪哦，喜欢用像是什么 blue rocks 蓝色的石头来点缀。And the reading tells us that they can paint too.
Yeah, they use blueberries to paint. And how they do it is they put them in their mouths and then they eat them and then they spit the blue juice and it makes the playgrounds turn blue.
我们这里看到一个重点字 paint.Paint 这个动词就是上油漆的意思。鸟怎么上油漆呢 ？Well， 我们看到 blueberry， 它们呢会把这个蓝莓哦放到嘴巴里咬一咬，然后就有蓝色的汁。And then， pooey， then they make things blue。
All right， okay， everybody， stay with us。There's more to come in a moment。
Animals' ways of saying, I love you.
Reading B. Male kangaroos and elephants give their lovers nice back massages. The difference is, elephants use their noses and kangaroos use their feet. Some animals use muscles to win love. Bulls, for example, fight each other.The strongest bull gets the girl. Each animal has its own way of showing love.
So, Clayton, we talked about singing, 唱歌、
mm-hmm.
talked about dancing, 跳舞 playing music, 演奏音乐 and let's see, painting, 这个来上油漆 to show love.Are there other ways animals show love?
There sure are. Let's take elephants and kangaroos, for example. What they do is give massages. Now, a massage is when someone rubs your body. Maybe rubs your muscles like this. It can make you feel good and feel relaxed.
Yes, 这个谁不喜欢马杀鸡呢？有些人是爱死了马杀鸡。A massage...Massage 就是马杀鸡，就是按摩。所以文章告诉我们说，公的袋鼠 kangaroo 就是袋鼠哦，和大象呢，为了这个求爱示好哦，就会帮母袋鼠或是母大象按摩。
Now elephants and kangaroos give massages, but there's a difference, and that just means there's something different about how they do it.
而文章呢，接下来我们看到哦，说。这个公的大象还公的袋鼠呢他们都会给予按摩问题是呢 There is a difference A difference 就是有个不同点 So what is the difference?
Well, the difference is that elephants use their noses and kangaroos use their feet Now, elephants are pretty heavy so they're not going to use their feet to massageBut they have those long noses that they can use to give a massage.
对，大象如果用脚来帮母大象按摩，可能会把它踩死，因为它太重了。这里差别是什么呢 ？The difference is 就是有大象呢是用鼻子 ，and 公的袋鼠是用后脚来按摩。
So Jonathan, have you ever been to one of those foot massage places in Taiwan?
哎，这个我有没有去过脚底按摩啊 ？Foot massage? No, but 我听说哦 ，it hurts a lot， 很痛哎。
Yeah, when I went, it really hurt. I think that the people there have really strong muscles.
哎，这个一提到这个 strong muscles 当然就是强而有力的肌肉。Some animals, I think, they use big muscles to win love.
Yeah. So when you win somebody's love or you win something, it means you do something to get that thing from them. So, for example, you can say, I wrote a love letter to win the girl's love. So I wrote the love letter and then she fell in love with me.
Yes.Win love. 这个 win 这个动词我们来聊一下。这里这个 win 哦就是赢得的意思。所以说 win love, 讲的口语一点哦就是抱得美人归的意思哦。而 win, 它的三态当然就是 win, won, won. But Clayton, how do these animals win love?
Well, bulls, for example. Bulls are big and strong and they have those horns on their head.And what they do is they fight each other. They fight each other to see who is the strongest. And they push each other back and forth. And I think that whoever wins the fight will win the love of the cow.
Oh, 那 Clayton 这里提到 cow, cow 就是母牛啦。而文章提到的 bull, bull 当然就是公牛。不过这里的重点是呢，接下来我们看到 for example.For example, 这个片语、哦、就是举例而言。How can we use for example?
Well, for example, some foods are very spicy.Let me think, what's a good example? Oh, like spicy hot pot. So, for example, spicy hot pot is really hot.
对，这有很多食物都是很辣的。And 举例而言，这个麻辣锅就是超辣的。Or how about this?Some men are very handsome. For example, Clayton and Jonathan.
Oh, wow. That's a perfect example.
Yes. And right now, the other perfect thing to do is go to WordPower.
Okay, let's do that, everybody. We'll go to WordPower and we'll be back later on. Power.
Oh, feel the power.
Come on, they can't feel the power. Feel the power.
Word power.
Better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, word power.
Okay, first word. Shake.
Shake. Oh, yeah. 它是个动词哦。三态呢是 shake, shook, shaken. 中文呢就是抖动、摇动的意思。
The earthquake shook the house.
地震使房子整个摇动了起来。
Sorry.
Attention.
Attention 是个名词、注意的意思。
Babies cry when they want to get attention.
当婴儿想要被注意的时候呢，他们就会哭。
Difference
是个名词，差别的意思。
The difference is...My drink is hot and yours is cold.
差别就在我的饮料是冷的而你的是热的。That's not fair. Let's trade.
And the last one. Win.
Win 它是个动词。三态呢是 win, won, won. 中文的意思就是获得、赢得。
Charles won Stacy's love by giving her flowers.
Charles, 他借由送花赢得了 Stacy 的爱。
Keep in mind.
Jenny, do you know Mark Twain?
Oh, yes, a famous American writer.
Yeah, have you ever read his works?
Yes, but why do you ask?
Well, because I'm reading one of his books, and it's really great. I'm almost finished. Mm-hmm. I can lend the book to you when I'm done.
Oh, well, thank you, but I'm very busy this weekend. I have a lot of work to do. Maybe next time. 好了，这边 Clayton 跟我们讲到呢，这个马克吐温的这个 works 他的作品。那我们这边呢，看到 work 这个字， work 呢当作名词，它有两个常用的意思，一个就是作品，文学作品、艺术作品，像马克吐温的作品，我们就用 works。那另外一个呢，就是工作。我说呢，我周末有 a lot of work， 很多的工作要做。那这个呢，就变成是不可数名词。所以你千万不要说 many works 哦，你要说 a lot of work。
So just tell me when you're not so busy, and then I'll lend it to you.
Okay.
So Clayton, we talked about many ways to show love. What is the best way?
I think using your nose to give a massage.
用鼻子来按摩。Oh, I'll have to go home and try.
Okay, everybody, let's have another look at today's reading.
Animals' ways of saying, I love you.
Singing and dancing are not the only ways for animals to show love.Peacocks open and shake their colorful tails to get their lady friends' attention. Male bower birds build playgrounds for females to enjoy. These artists decorate their works with blue rocks and flowers. They even paint them blue with blueberries.Male kangaroos and elephants give their lovers nice back massages. The difference is, elephants use their noses and kangaroos use their feet. Some animals use muscles to win love. Bulls, for example, fight each other. The strongest bull gets the girl. Each animal has its own way of showing love.
It's RT time.
Yep, review time.
Right, good job.
So today we're going to do matching.
好，我们呢今天就来做单字定义连连看。一样呢 ，Clayton 会给你一些定义，请你呢从文章中找出正确的单字连起来。
First word,
move. Like this or like this?
I think it's just.Like this.
Like this kind of move? 那就是摇动咯，摇摆咯。Then maybe shake?
Yep.
Shake. Okay.
Shake is a good answer. Get.
Get. 获得。You get something. 文章中最接近的就是呢 win. 赢得什么东西。
You got it.
Win love. Come here.
And the last one. Make something look better.
Make something look better. 让什么东西更好看 To make your head look better. No?
No, maybe like make your room look better.
Oh, okay. 让你的房间更漂亮 Then maybe 布置 And that would be maybe starts with a D.
Come on, Jonathan. Okay. We don't have all day.
Decorate.
Decorate. You got it. All right, everybody. I hope you did well, too.
Living phrases.
You know, Daisy, a lot of people say I'm very handsome.
Really? For example?
My mother, for example?
Of course your mother says you're handsome.
Well, many people say I'm very smart.
Really? Like who?
For example, my little brother.
And some people say you don't always tell the truth.
Who says that?
Me, for example.
Just for fun!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. Today is our Just for Fun unit, and we have an animal idiom for you. And you know, it's kind of a sad idiom, but let's talk about it in just a moment. First, let's find out who's here in the studio.
Hello, A Plus listeners. I'm Tweet, 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 Angie.
And I'm Matt, and we're making these funny bird noises because today's idiom is about birds, and it sounds kind of sad because it's talking about killing birds. In fact, it says, kill two birds with one stone. Aw, why are they killing birds?
Don't worry, Matt. They don't mean to really kill birds with one stone. No. The idiom, to kill two birds with one stone, means something totally different.
Well, can you help me understand it better?
To kill means to get something done or to finish something. Two birds usually means two tasks that you have to finish, two things that you have to do, and with one stone just means maybe you can finish or do these two things in one try or in one go.
Oh, so it means I can do two things that I need to get done at the same time?
Yes.
Well, that's pretty good advice, and that's a pretty good idiom. We kill two birds with one stone. So if you can imagine you're hunting and you throw a rock or a stone, and you hit two birds, well, that's a pretty good hit. Well, here Angie's saying that we get two things done in our life with one try. Like maybe we study for an exam and we listen to our favorite CD. At the same time, we get both things done. Well, we have another example we'd like to read for you now.
Let's get food and pay our bill at the convenience store.
Yeah, that will kill two birds with one stone.
That's exactly like 7-Eleven. You can go pick up a candy bar and pay your phone bill at the same place.
That's right. And in fact, you can kill a lot more birds with that stone. You can put money on your MRT card, you can buy dinner, dessert, and get a magazine all at the same time. So you get it all done at one shop, and that's what this idiom is all about. Okay, well, that's all the time we have to talk about this one, but I hope you'll join us next time on Just for Fun.